We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Chet Camera and John Ritchie, 94 WIP, 3-0 Birds. We'll be talking to Marcus Epps coming up shortly. He'll join us in studio. This segment right now is sponsored by On Deck Small Business Loans. Nothing to worry about. Nothing at all. I mean, you know, special teams haven't been so good. Lions game got a little dicey there at the end, but hey, 3-0. Soon to be 17-0. And then what would that be then, John? A bye and then three games. 20-0. 20-0 this year for the Birds, we'll say. Now, something will probably get in the way, but it is amazing. The Eagles are favorite. If you missed it, the Eagles, as of right now, are favorite for all remaining regular season games, which is
only team in the NFL.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, Marcus Epps, shortly. Let's go to the phones right now, talk to Mike. Mike, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Really, really great, Mike.
I tell you, it is so nice to hear everybody starting to finally come around and see what I've been talking about for the last few weeks. This team is a juggernaut, okay? The definition of a juggernaut is a huge and powerful, overwhelming force that cannot be stopped. And everybody needs to just embrace it.
Yeah, they look great, man.
Listen,
juggernaut,
maybe,
huh?
And look, and they, John, there's, it's, they check the box in every single category, from the coaching, from the offense, the defense, the players. It's all there. And I'm just glad everybody's starting to see it. And but you know what, John, what I wanted to say? There is one thing I want to just bring up, and I'm glad you brought up the running backs, because not to get a little controversial here, but I think we're seeing the end of Miles Sanders in the Eagles uniform here. He just doesn't fit this team. And it's, we can get so much more out of other players. He's in the contract year. They're not going to pay him because Jalen's going to get paid. So you could kiss Miles goodbye. Let me ask you this. Do you think it is a good idea trading him while we still can and maybe bring in like a Kareem Hunt, bring in like a battering ram, something that could only get us a little bit better?
Listen, I'd be surprised if they do that right now. Breaking that. Listen, I think Miles is 50-50 for next season, because Jalen's contract's going to change things. If you ask me, who would I rather they keep, Kaiser White or Miles Sanders? I think Kaiser White's a better player.
I agree.
Look, all that's to be determined on how they want to do that financially. But I don't foresee them breaking up sort of the flow right now with this offense this season. I would be very surprised to see that occur. All right, Mike, give me a great answer here. Who or what is underappreciated?
This guy has been my favorite player since he was a rookie in this league. We never talked about him enough. Avonte Maddox.
He's good, man. He's good. And he is underappreciated. I think the tide is starting to turn, John, where people are starting to get it, that he's a really good slot corner. And that tackle he made the other day was really cool at the goal line.
Yeah,
keep that dude
pass
out of the end zone. But I agree, historically,
the interception against the Vikings was really special.
Great play. All right, let's talk more Eagles football. Joining us in studio right now, we talked to him in training camp. He's a starter in the NFL. His squad is 3-0. His defense has played two exceptional games in a row. And we welcome here into the WIP studio, Tasty Cake Studio, from the Philadelphia Eagles, Marcus Epps. Marcus, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Marcus, congratulations on the start. 3-0's got to feel great.
Yeah, it feels awesome. Feels awesome, most definitely.
I mean, throttling fools out there. I'm just going to call it like it is. Last two games, I mean, really.
Yeah, we're playing good football right now. So, you know, we feel pretty good about where we're at and where we're headed. We just got to keep coming to work every day and, you know, keep putting in the time to keep getting 1% better every day.
Getting to know Marcus Epps here. Marcus will be with us for the next 45 minutes. We'll get some phone calls with Marcus as we move through the hour. Marcus, let's talk about you and your story, because it's fascinating. I was looking into it last night. Walk on in college, drafted in the NFL, but cut by the first team that, you know, you played for, picked up by the Eagles in 2019. What is it like for you now in your fourth year? I mean, you are a starter in the National Football League, yet you are a walk-on in college football. What has that journey been like for you, and how special does it feel for you to be a starter?
Yeah, it hasn't always been easy, but one thing about me is I've always stayed true to myself, always stayed true to the grind, always believed in myself, had that confidence in myself, and, you know, always just kept pushing. Whether there was highs or lows, I just always kept pushing, and, you know, that's how I'm always going to be, no matter, you know, even now that I'm a starter, I'm always just pushing to keep getting better, never getting complacent or comfortable.
How much better are you right now than you were as a player in 2019?
Oh, I mean, it's night and day. I mean, every year I feel like I've gotten better, but I feel like last year is where it really kind of clicked for me more, and, you know, since then I've just been continuing to build and build.
Why did it click more last year?
You know, I don't.
John's a psychologist, by the way. Just so you know, he'll ask the probing why questions.
I think the biggest thing for me was mindset of just, you know, obviously I was continuing to get more comfortable, but, you know, just playing more free, not worrying about anything else, not worrying about messing up, not going out there and playing to make plays instead of playing to not mess up, and, you know, getting Coach D. Will. You know, he's one guy that's really helped me out a lot with that. You know, he's an incredible coach, and, you know, he makes sure we're coached up. We're never comfortable. So, you know, he's one person that I'll really give a lot of credit to for helping me out a lot with that.
How different is Philadelphia from Laramie, Wyoming?
I mean, it's very different. Even from, you know, where I grew up in L.A., very different. But, you know, that's one thing is, for me, I've been really grateful for in my journey so far is being able to see different parts of the country. You know, getting, like I said, getting out of my comfort zone. From going from L.A. to Wyoming, which was way different, then to Minnesota, different, and now Philly, which is even different. So that's been pretty cool for me.
When you're in Wyoming, coming from L.A., do you try to, like, take part in what the locals are doing? Like, DeCamera here, he's never fished.
Yeah, probably never will.
I'm assuming that everyone's, like, going out and fishing and hunting and doing all that stuff. Did you dabble in the outdoors?
You see, when I was there I didn't really, but, you know, my wife is from Wyoming, so, you know, when we go back now, I think I appreciate it more now. I wish I would have appreciated more while I was going to school there, but I think I appreciate it more now when I go back and do those things with, you know, with her family. You know, I really enjoy it a lot.
It's hard to appreciate it when you're focused on school and getting ready to play football.
Yeah,
exactly.
Marcus, when did you know you had a shot to be an NFL player? I mean, was it sophomore year, junior year of college, senior year? When did that, like, come into vision? Like, I can probably do this.
You know, honestly, for me, it wasn't really ever any doubt. Like, you know, as crazy as it sound, you know, coming up through Pop Warner High School and college, that's just always been the goal. It was just – that was plan A, and there wasn't any plan B. I was just going to make it happen.
Wow.
So, you know, I always just put the work in and make sure I was putting myself in position to give myself that opportunity.
Very cool. Marcus Epps with us here. Marcus, you had two really accomplished safeties when you got here to the Eagles. Malcolm Jenkins, you were with him for half the year, joining the Eagles in November of 2019, and then Rodney McLeod the last, I guess, 3 years.
Yeah.
What did you learn from those guys?
Honestly, the biggest thing that I took away from them is just about being a leader through good and bad times. You know, the way they carried themselves and handled themselves through the ups and downs, I thought was incredible. No matter how we were doing, you know, like 2019, I mean, you know, we were, when I got there, we were kind of in that area where we had to win out to go to the playoffs.
After, I guess, that Miami game, right? That game in Miami where it all went crazy, and then you guys went on that run, the four-game stretch.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, no matter when times were up or down, and even last year, same thing with Rod. I mean, they always have that same mindset. No matter when things are good or bad, they're coming into work, they're leading people, they have a positive mindset, and they came to practice each and every day. And, you know, I really think that those are big reasons why we're able, both years, able to turn things around.
How would you describe your job in this defense? Like, what does a free safety do in this defense?
It's a lot of different things. Got to be versatile, got to be able to play in the slot, tackle well, play too high, single high. But also, you know, you got to be really smart. You got to be able to get yourself lined up and get other people lined up as well. So, yeah, those are what I would say the biggest things. You got to be very reliable in doing your job.
What are you best at in doing your job?
You know, I don't know. I feel like I've been playing solid all around this year so far. Pretty happy with the way I've tackled in the open field. But, you know, I just got to keep on getting better with me, you know, every day, every game, I'm always looking at something I can continue to get better at, come to work every day.
So what, watching the game against the Commies, what do you feel like you need to improve on the most?
You know, honestly, it hasn't even been just that game, but even the first couple games is just making all the plays that come to you. You know, when I go out there, my mindset is to do my job and make the plays that come. So anytime something comes your way and you don't make the play, that's one that I take those things to heart, and yeah, I just try to fix it and keep getting better for the next game.
When you're not watching film, how much game film would you say you watch during the week to get ready for a game?
A pretty good amount. I mean, you know, we got our meetings all day, and then every night when I come home, I'll watch some more once I put the kids to sleep. So, you know, preparation is huge for me mentally, especially. So I definitely make sure I'm mentally prepared for every game.
Marcus Epps with us right now. By the way, this segment sponsored by On Deck Small Business Loans. When you own a small business, sometimes you need funds fast. So go to OnDeck.com. That's OnDeck.com, America's largest online small business lender. On Deck makes it easy to apply in minutes. Apply for your loan today at OnDeck.com.
When you're not watching game film, what do you watch?
Right now I've been watching the new Game of Thrones, The House of the Dragon.
Yeah. I haven't started that yet. Is that good?
Like, what are you waiting for, Joe?
Well, you want the candid answer? I'm watching 10 different shows.
Yeah, watching shows you've already watched instead of the new up-and-coming show that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, so I do have to get to it. But right now I'm watching The Crown. That's new. I mean, it's ongoing. I'm watching Curb. That's from years ago. I'm watching Mary Tyler Moore. That's from like 50 years ago. So, yes, there are some shows that I could discard, but I kind of like them all. I'm going to get to this new game. Is the new Game of Thrones as good as the original Game of Thrones?
I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Well, that's a big endorsement.
Yeah.
That's a big endorsement.
It's pretty amazing. It's hard for me to say it's quite at the same level, but I don't know what I'm looking at. I mean, they just had a huge jump where they fast-forwarded 10 years, and I don't know who the people are.
Yeah, that's probably been the only thing that's been a little difficult to follow is the time jumps between each episode.
Yeah. Well, that's frustrating. And Marcus Epps with us. Marcus, this Eagles offense is cooking. I mean, you say it. You're preparing to go back on the field, but the Eagles offense is rolling. As a defender, now you dealt with them in training camp, but as a defender in a game, if you're on the opposing team, I mean, how hard is it going to be to stop this Eagles offense, man?
Oh, I mean, it's incredibly difficult. I mean, we dealt with them all camp. I mean, they just got so many weapons, and then you know, well coached, and Jalen's playing very well. So, you know, it's very, very difficult offense to stop.
I mean, he's dialed in.
Yeah, he is. I mean, it's no surprise here, no surprise for anyone on this team. We see how hard he works and how he's gotten better each and every year. So it's no surprise what he's doing right now to us.
215-592-9494 if you want to weigh in with Marcus Epps. Coming up, more with Marcus. He'll field some phone calls. Also, you'll hear Jalen Hurts' speech in the locker room after the game when the Birds got to 3-0, what Hurts said to his teammates, Marcus being one of them. We'll play that next. Rock all your calls. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Marcus Epps with us on 94 WIP.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.